Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. I am so happy to have Nikita Lambert and Asha Glenn back with me today. It is such a treat. I had such a good time talking with you last time and covering, you know, weaponizing acceptance, talking about your time in a particular group that we are going to probably touch on again today, and also being raised with narcissistic parents and how that leads you into being open to certain kinds of relationships, and I think also being desensitized to being treated certain ways and needing to be kind of people-pleasing and morphing yourself into some way to be, to keep another person happy with you. There are so many things that it sets you up for in life that you notice that it affects, and it affects your relationships, which I know we're going to get into today. So welcome back. And if you want to take a moment just to reintroduce yourselves, that would be great.
Oh, well, hello, everybody. I am Asha Glenn.
And I am Nikita Lambert. And we came together during a time where we were both thinking about exiting the cult that we were in. And we bonded, we got to know each other, validated each other's experiences, and also found out that we both grew up with narcissistic moms. And so after maybe about 2.5 years of being out of the cult and healing, we looked at each other and decided, I think we need to tell our story on YouTube in a very candid way. And I think it's the candor and just not really pulling any punches that has drawn a lot of people to our videos on YouTube. So,
yeah, really, really nice. And I wonder also, before we talk more about your story, when people put their story out there, they get feedback. Sometimes when they have come out of a particular cultic group, they get feedback that's not so nice. And from people who are still involved in the group, who are upset that things are being shared and that, you know, they think it's their role to kind of keep you in line, which, you know, I know is sometimes, at least at first, hard to ignore, but it becomes easier over time. There can also be this really lovely feedback from people who are saying, thank goodness, and we really appreciate you saying these sorts of things. So I'm wondering what sort of feedback stands out to you, I guess, positive and negative.
I'm laughing because Asha and I were both in leadership, not paid leadership, which is a whole other can of worms. Black women especially are not often allowed those spots, but we did do a lot of free labor.
Yeah.
And had, you know, unpaid leadership roles. And so I say that to say that we know how it works. Yeah. And because of that, in our first couple of videos, I state a disclaimer and say, we've had many talks. We do not want to talk. We do not want to be convinced. If you text, email, or DM us, we will use it for content and the world can see that you are confirming exactly what we are talking about.
Yeah.
and so a lot of people, you know, who felt validated said they love the disclaimer. And I think it's because we all, again, we just know how it works. No, I don't want to get coffee with you to talk about my video.
Yeah.
No, I'm not convinced in hearing about the gentle side of the Lord, because you don't represent that side of the Lord. Yeah. At any other time. You want to control and silence us. And so there were a couple of people who tried to act friendly and slide in the DM, or people who felt that they were closer to us to want to have conversations, but we're pretty astute and we're able to kind of navigate that and just let them know we're not really interested. And so, yeah, because we're healing, but it is still hard and it's harmful and it's re-traumatizing. And so just to protect ourselves, it wasn't just to kind of be cheeky, mm-hmm. But it really was like, hey, this is still a brave and sensitive space. And even though I didn't say this in the disclaimer, it really is like, I can't take that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to have these conversations. We've talked to you for years. And so we're not interested. This is what we have to say. And so then just the outpour, I think on the first video or two, especially on the first, is there hundreds of comments?
Hundreds.
Of people, some writing paragraphs of horrendous things that have happened to them. And so on one end, it's feeling really like, whoa, I'm so glad we provided this space for them to share. But then on the other end, of course, your jaw is just hitting the floor. Like, well, I can believe it happened to you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So, and I think the disclaimer worked as well, because I believe that a lot of these people know that what they're doing and saying isn't normal. And they know that they are things that only work when you are in this echo chamber. And by her making that statement, she said, we are no longer in the echo chamber. Go ahead and come at us if you want. It will be content that we use. And with that being said, no one. I mean, I was shocked. Like hardly anybody. You know, of course, I've had one of the top leaders reach out to me and say, I always just thought so well of you. I would love to hang out and talk. And that was about it, you know. And I have had one person who, for whatever reason, comes at me on anytime I post anything public. And I just think it's hilarious because it is evidence. I'm like, please keep commenting. Because you are demonstrating exactly what I'm talking about. And so her stuff has become content and she seems to not get it that she is confirming that this is indeed a cult. But hey, it works. But other than her, there have been hundreds of comments of people saying, thank you, thank you. And that gets overwhelming. In one of our videos, I actually dissociated because it was a live video and the person was sharing an experience of how they felt so bad for a family member who welcomed people from this church into their home and then later convinced them that the family member was not a Christian and that they needed to separate themselves. And they spent years separating themselves from this family member who took care of them and loved them. And I just couldn't even talk anymore after that. So it's been amazing. But sometimes people sharing their stories, like Nikita has said, is also very heavy. Because you just are constantly reminded we were in such a toxic, abusive space. So yeah, I still have people reach out to me and say, thank you so much for the video. It's great to have someone understand and tell me I'm not crazy. That one video from January is, and even your videos, the podcast we did with you, Rachel, people still talk about it because this organization does such a great job of getting into people's heads. It's like nothing I've ever seen other than Scientology. When I look at some Scientology stuff, I'm like, okay, that's similar. But yeah.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.